Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming today to the morning Bhagavatam class. Today is going to be slightly different class. Today we're going to be discussing the glories of book distribution or glories of Sankirtan. As you may all know, the Sankirtan Marathon 2019 is coming very shortly on the 30th of November. So today I chose a very, very specific verse. I think it's a very wonderful verse from First Canto, chapter number 7, entitled The Son of Drona Punished, and verse number 6. So I'll proceed with the class, but before that I would like to humbly request the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to kindly give me permission to speak something, hopefully of relevance, for your pleasure, for pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, and for pleasure of our Divine Lordships. Vancha kalpa turupyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavinebhyo vaishnavyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavrindaki. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyasadev compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport. Srila Vyasadev saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead. This statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, his different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He also saw his different planetary portions and parts of planetary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendental science. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gornitai ki. It is a great transcendental science and begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend on the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but is solely and wholly depends on the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted miseries of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for development of transcendental knowledge. Rather, knowledge is dependent on devotional service for the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Miti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha kalpa turupyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavinebhyo vaishnavyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you again for coming today for the morning class. So I was thinking, what can I say to the Vaishnavas? What can I share with the devotees? Because ultimately they heard the philosophy, they know the philosophy, they know how to associate with the Vaishnavas, they know what to do. So one thing which I would like to establish in today's class is, I called it the Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana of Sankirtan, or Sambandha Abhideya and Prayojana of book distribution. So we understand in every purport and every verse, Srila Prabhupada, when he's writing his Bhaktivedanta purports, he's mentioning the philosophy, the practical application of the process, and what is the conclusion, what is the end of the process, or what is the goal. So we can apply the same system in today's class. Therefore, in this very wonderful verse, we can actually very nicely see what is the sambandha, the abhideya, and the prayojana. So let me read it to you again and establish these three aspects. So the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him. This is a very interesting statement. This is indicating the science or philosophy behind Krishna consciousness. So material miseries, living entity, and the position which living entity is to the material nature, which means superfluous. So I saw a dictionary and I wanted to know what is superfluous, actually, what does it mean? And superfluous means that is something which is not needed and something which is irrelevant and something which is above the necessity, superfluous. So superfluous position towards the soul is that you don't need this material nature. This material nature is not your original and natural position. Therefore, this is the sambandha. This is the philosophical truth. So, I have this very wonderful book. It's the most favorite quotes and verses which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was very fond of. So in this book, I found very wonderful verses, and from one from Srimad Bhagavatam. My dear Lord, great philanthropic souls travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. So in the portion of Sambandha, understanding why is the philosophy, why are we doing what we're doing. Therefore, His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami, he said a very interesting thing. He always said, you need to have 100 reasons why you're doing things. You need to really, really, truly understand what is the meditation behind why we're going outside on book distribution. So in the portion of Sambandha, we should very well know that this process is very, very special. It's the Yuga Dharma of this day and age of Kali Yuga. Yuga Dharma means what is the way to go back to Godhead. So when you internalize these aspects of devotional service, you become very strong. And as we know, as the years are passing, devotional service is not always very simple, not always easy, not always you're feeling happy about it. Can anyone relate to it? Can anyone relate to this? But if you know why you're doing it, if you know why you're continuing, if you know why you're continuing with your devotional service, that actually makes you stronger. So this is the Sambandha understanding of the reality. Sambandha means very deeply rooted the principles of bhakti. So the science behind book distribution is that we actually want to share. As the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we actually endeavoring towards being Patita Pavan, the most compassionate. Why? Because our predecessors, Acharya, has been like this. Our spiritual masters, our teachers, they are Patita Pavan. So if you look at the life of Srila Prabhupada, he was completely happy. He was completely chilled in Vrindavan. He was doing his bhajan. He was begging the Goswamis to give him the benedictions and blessings. But for what? He understand that why he doing this bhajan. The bhajan had a reason. And that reason was to become fit, stronger, and also become humble in front of also the material nature. Because if we are not humble, if we don't understand that the material nature is an agent of Krishna, and we think, oh, I'm a devotee, I'm completely safe, that's already a fall down. So Srila Prabhupada, he said to his devotees, to his disciples, that actually every day I pray to Krishna, I may not fall down. And this is a very interesting statement. You know, Srila Prabhupada, who's the Acharya, who's the strongest among strong, the Patita Pavan, the Jagat Guru, he was actually praying, let me become strong. So I think this is very important science for us as well, to become humble and also be always in the mood of praying. Therefore, Sambandha, when you're outside on the street, is very important. There are days when there will be rain, snow, wind. There will be days when there will be complete rejection. There will be days when no one will stop. There will be days when no one will reciprocate with you. But if you read Bhagavad Gita, especially in the second chapter, it's very beautifully actually explained the whole process of devotional service and what is required from a devotee to be like. So it's very much very important to see that devotee should be, first of all, tranquil or steady, steady of the mind, steadiness of the senses. And this steadiness doesn't come like that. It doesn't come just like very simply. The steadiness comes from good, solid sadhana and good, solid meditation. And I would even dare to say that sadhana comes firstly from a meditation. Because if you have a good meditation, it puts everything in perspective. When I first time joined ashram, there was one devotee, and I asked him, how can you survive in ashram? How can you stay in the ashram? And he told me one word. He said, prioritizing. He just said, priorities. Understand what are the priorities of Krishna consciousness. Do you agree? Do you think it's important to prioritizing your devotional life? It's very important. It's very important to understand what is number one, what is number two, and number three. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our number one is become strong spiritually, mentally, and then make other people strong. That's the motto of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Prabhupada mentioned this very wonderful analogy. He said, how can you save someone who's drowning if yourself cannot swim? So when I'm outside on the streets, I always ask people, would you jump into water if you yourself don't know how to swim? And people give many varieties of answers. Sometimes they say, yes, I will jump. I said, then you will drown. So that's pure sentiment. Why would you jump there? You will drown. Not, you will not save the person, you will die yourself. So what's the use of that? So I always say, you first need to learn how to swim. Therefore, if you want to go outside on book distribution, you first and foremostly need to understand why you're doing it. Why you want to share this philosophy. Why is it important? So even when you go outside and you know just roaming on the streets, distributing books, speaking with people, the answer why is right there, present in front of you. Why you're practicing Krishna consciousness. People are constantly rushing, constantly, non-stop. And you know what they want to get? Do you understand what people want to get from this material world? What they want to really drain from Prakriti? Sense gratification, enjoyment. Anything else? Some small tinge of happiness. Ultimately, the natural position of a soul is to be happy. But people, day after day, month after month, year after year, they're trying the same thing. Prabhupada is saying, chewing of the chewed. You chew it thousands and hundreds of thousands of times, but you still want it. So our duty is to give them opportunity. And this also comes the position of detachment. You present Krishna consciousness, you give it to them, and then you said, it's your call. Krishna present philosophy to Arjuna, and what he said in the end of Bhagavad Gita? Now you make your choice. Now I present this philosophy, I present this tattva gyan to you, I present this variety of process of bhakti, now is your call, now is your choice. So we do the same thing, with detachment. We present the philosophy and said, dear Jiva, Jiv Jago, please wake up, but it's your call now. So that's the process of Sambandha. Sambandha means understanding philosophy and acting, just understanding the philosophy. And this understanding comes from two main points. Sankirtan doesn't start on the streets. Sankirtan doesn't start even when you're packing the books. Sankirtan doesn't start when you honoring prasadam. Sankirtan is actually position. Sankirtan is activity and meditation. Sankirtan or book distribution is not only going outside on the books. Actually, it's the whole process. It starts even night before when you go early to rest, read something from a Krishna book, meditate how next day you're going to be serving. Then you wake up, boom, you're chanting your rounds, you read something from Prabhupada book, you read something from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you honor prasadam, you listen to some nice Sankirtan meditation, and then you go outside on book distribution. So Sankirtan is not the activity of giving books, that's the goal, that's the, like, how do you say, that's the dessert. The whole Sankirtan starts, every day could be Sankirtan, every day is a meditation. And also just to establish what Sankirtan means, there's a variety of definitions. Yesterday me and Parama Karuna Prabhu been discussing, and Parama Prabhu mentioned to me that Sankirtan actually means loudly chanting and glorifying the form of the Supreme Personality, form, names, paraphernalias of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then, Sankirtan also means Sangha Kirtan. Again, congregational chanting of the Holy Name. And Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, they be saying the Brihad Mridanga, the Great Mridanga, which is heard not only few miles radius, but it's heard all around the globe, is the book distribution. Sankirtan is, in ISKCON jargon, means book distribution. Therefore, please take the opportunity and help us out, help Prabhupada, help the Acharyas to spread his mission of book distribution. Because actually book distribution is a medium. And I'll touch on afterwards what is actually the goal of book distribution. So next point is Abhideya. Abhideya means practical application. So we learn the philosophy, we understand why we're doing what we're doing, and then how you're going to apply it. So Bhakti Yoga means activity. Bhakti Yoga means doing something. Bhakti Yoga means waking up early. Bhakti Yoga means chanting your rounds. Bhakti Yoga means reading. Bhakti Yoga means washing the pots. Bhakti Yoga means cleaning the temple. Bhakti Yoga means taking care of the cows, taking care of the animals. And Bhakti Yoga means sharing. Sharing the process of Bhakti Yoga. Recently we had the month of Damodar pastimes. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in the 10th canto, he firstly established the principle of two fingers short in his commentaries. He said, what was the one finger short? What they represent? Endeavor. Another one? Mercy. Endeavor and mercy. But few times we forget that what was actually Mother Yashoda doing. So when you look at the bigger picture, when you look at the circumstances, when Mother Yashoda was trying to tie Krishna, who she was engaging, what she was saying to all the Brijabasis, to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, what was her instruction to others? Bring more rope. I need more rope. I need to bound Krishna. I can't do it without your help. Bring me more rope. Quickly. We're going to bound Krishna together. So one aspect is mercy and endeavor. Another aspect is engaging others. If you want to bound Krishna, you can't do it together. You can't do it alone. You have to do it together with other devotees. So the third aspect, or the third principle of bounding Krishna, alongside with mercy and endeavor, is engaging others in bounding Krishna in devotional service. So that's what Srila Prabhupada done. Again, I mentioned, he was in Vrindavan, he was happy. He had his bhajan kutir, he was doing his bhajan, chanting his rounds, compiling Bhagavatam, pure spiritual bhajanandi happiness. But that's not always the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Our mood is goshtanandi, sharing with others, stepping outside of your comfort zone. Temples are oases. Temples like this, like Bhaktivedanta Manor, is a place where is a sanctuary for the soul. But how many millions and billions of people are outside not knowing about this sanctuary, not knowing about these oases inside of the desert of the prakriti of the material nature? Therefore, your duty, our duty as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as followers of these saintly personalities, is to go outside. You do your bhajan, you do your meditation, you understand the sambandha, but then you act accordingly on that sambandha. And that is abhideya. So abhideya means doing that extra step towards others. So there's very wonderful verse in the Bhagavad Gita 2:58, where Krishna is instructing Arjuna. He's saying, perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. So yoga is a very interesting process. Yoga in sense of connecting is you connecting yourself with Krishna, but you're connecting others with Krishna as well. Therefore, there is no success, no failure. You're just performing the duty. You're not attached to the results. I know we heard this thousands and thousands of times. Don't be attached. Be tranquil. Understand that you're not the doer. Best way to understand this is going on books. You know why? Because you are forced to be detached. You are forced to be detached. And Krishna, very beautifully, he reciprocates with you. Right? The moment you think you're the doer, the moment books are flying, everything is perfect, Krishna said, okay, stop. Boom. I close the tap. And then he said, do you still think you're the doer? Do you still think you're the best? Do you still you think you can collect a lot of Lakshmi, give a lot of books out? Do you still think that? Are you sure? So Krishna reciprocates when you put yourself in a situation when you have no other choice to be detached. But our process of bhakti yoga is, double fold. Attachment and detachment in the same time. Therefore, when you detach yourself from the results, good or bad or whatever they are, you attach yourself to the process, to Krishna. And by being attached to Krishna, that's ultimately the goal of bhakti yoga. That's the goal of devotional service. If you look, obviously, on the exalted position of the gopis, the moment they start thinking, I have Krishna, he's only mine, he's here for my pleasure, what happened? He disappeared. Krishna disappeared. Why? To enhance the pleasure of the gopis. Therefore, when you think again, oh yes, things are cool, things are going nicely, books are going out, people are stopping, I'm the top man. Krishna said, stop. Krishna says, stop. Why? To enhance your position as a servant. Because when you attach to the result, what happens? Also, material nature creeps in and saying, actually, you might be the Ishvara, actually, you might be the enjoyer, you might be the controller, right? So therefore, even whatever happens in devotional service, specifically on Sankirtan, is for your benefit. It's only and only for your benefit. So there are two results of abhideya, or practice of devotional service. And that is the gross and the subtle. So the gross result is that obviously books are going out. People are taking the books. People are changing their lifestyles. People are accepting the philosophy. People are discussing the philosophy. People are receiving samskaras from you as a devotee. When you look in the pastime of Vasudeva and Devaki, the way Krishna was imparted into the womb of Devaki was through Krishna Katha. So Vasudeva was preaching, speaking with Devaki about and glorifying the Supreme Lord. And through one heart, Krishna was transferred to the heart of Devaki. So what happens on book distribution, this is the magic. This is what happens on book distribution. Krishna sitting on your heart, sitting in your heart, comes from your heart to the heart of the person. So this is the very magical moment when people are getting Krishna consciousness through you. You are literally working as an agent of Krishna. So one duty you have is just put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position when you are on the edge, when you are literally going mad for Krishna. You're thinking, Krishna, I'm here, but you're not reciprocating with me. What's happening? What's wrong? Am I doing something wrong? But you're continuing, you're soldiering it. And this is Sankirtan. Sankirtan, and then someone special comes and I guarantee you this, that whatever the day is, whatever bad situation you're in, I vow and I swear to you that one person will come that day and then you will say it was worth it. That one person, you change and you touch the life of one person and it is worth it. So all the rain, all the wet socks, all the cold, you forgot your gloves, your hands are freezing, people are, you know, pushing you around. But then that one person receives Krishna consciousness through the medium of Srila Prabhupada books, and then you will say, worth it. Definitely worth it. Did any, those which are doing book distribution, happen to you before? When you just said, it is worth it? Then you had the wonderful kind of experience that the material nature cannot touch you anymore because you transcended it. You literally transcended the situation of material nature. You put yourself in the material nature, but for a cause of serving Krishna. And then Prakriti cannot touch you anymore. Just like in this chapter, Vyasadeva, he saw separately external, internal energy. He saw Krishna himself. He saw the jivas. He saw the mahatattva. He saw the action and reaction. He saw the devotional process. Then you will see on the streets, in whatever town you are in, that material nature is not present anymore. It's only pure devotional service by giving books to others. And that's the process. By you being engaged in devotional service, you're transcending. And that's ultimately the goal. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. So that's for the Abhideya part. So as I mentioned, the truly purifying process comes through being exposed. Recently, again in the ashram, we've been discussing how do you get that buzz, that feeling of Krishna being present in your life. And we come to conclusion that it is on the end of your comfort zone. Yes, you may be happy with your devotional life. You may be chilled, you may be relaxed. You're doing that service. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying whatsoever that devotional service in whatever amount you can perform is a bad thing. No. I'm saying when you look in the life of the acharyas and great personalities, they've been pushed to the limit. They've been literally pushed and forced to the limits. Prahlad Maharaj. I love to mention one very beautiful pastime of Satyavrata. Does anyone know which avatar appeared to Satyavrata? The king, Maharaj Satyavrata? Matsya, the fish. So this is very wonderful explanation how Krishna functions. Satyavrata, Maharaj, found Matsya in a small river. And Matsya asked, Matsya avatar asked Satyavrata, give me shelter, you're a king, you're a protector, your duty is to protect all the prajas, all the inhabitants of the earth. Kindly give me shelter. Give me a palm and put some water and I'll reside there. So Matsyavatar resided in the palm of Satyavrata. And then the Matsyavatar started growing. He said, oh, your palm becomes too small. Kindly give me a small jug, clay jug. I don't want much, just a small clay jug with some water. Satyavrata said, no problem. He put it in the clay jug. Then again Matsya started growing. And said, this jug is not any more suitable for me. I need something bigger. Can I have a well of water? That will be sufficient for me. Satyavrata, of course. Well, not enough. Kindly give me a pond. So he put him in a pond. What happened? Pond was not sufficient. Give me a river. I need to reside in a river. I'm big enough now. So he offered him a river. No river. Ocean. I need to reside in the ocean. Satyavrata of an ocean. And then Satyavrata Maharaj was thinking, what's happening with this fish? And then it was revealed the message. Krishna doesn't want only portion of your life. Krishna doesn't want half of your time. Krishna doesn't want half of your attention. He wants everything. So application of this service of Krishna consciousness through book distribution is Krishna is forcing you to give him everything. I don't want that bit of a time. I want more. I want full attention. I want you to push yourself to the limit. I want you to give more. You gave me 2 hours. I want 5 hours. You gave me 5 hours. I want 6 hours plus solid meditation. I don't want this anymore. I want solid meditation, 5 hours, and I want you to go for Harinam in the evening. This is how Krishna functions. But this is the beauty of devotional service. You give something to Krishna, but he asks for some more. So that's the Abhideya. And now the final part is... Sorry, I couldn't hear. Prayojana. Prayojana. So the goal of Sankirtan, or the goal of book distribution, is very interesting. Prabhupada books are actually Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. Srila Prabhupada books are the philosophy, are the practical application and are the goal. Because in Prabhupada's books is how to think, how to act and where you want to go. So in Sankirtan, the Prayojana of Sankirtan is, and maybe you will be surprised, but it's not to distribute books. The goal of Sankirtan is to make devotees. I'll repeat that again. And maybe it sounds weird coming from me, but yes, the goal of Sankirtan is not to distribute books, is to make devotees. And these books are like mines. They are out there. And these books are making devotees. So don't book, if you look what is book made of, right? Paper, ink, you bound the book. These ones are very beautiful. But book is a medium. Book is a medium to make people Krishna conscious. Right? So the goal of this year's marathon is rise above and go beyond. Not go beyond Prabhupada's writings. Not rise above Prabhupada's writings. Not rise above Prabhupada's transcendental literature. No. But understand the goal, which is make those people Krishna conscious. I'll tell you one very beautiful story. I like to watch these Prabhupada memories. And once Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was asked by Prabhupada to go to India and oversee some very big project. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he really, really wanted to be part of the Radha Damodar traveling party. And he was giving statement after statement saying, Prabhupada, I really, really would like to stay. This is, you know, it's such a hustle, a lot of management in India. It's very difficult. And Prabhupada just smashed his fist on the table, said, preaching means results. Preaching means results. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he took, he had a hidden card underneath his sleeve. What he done? Excuse me. He asked all the new joined, fresh shaved brahmacharis to enter Prabhupada darshan room with the rose and offer the rose to Prabhupada. And all these brahmacharis, one by one, they've been offering roses to Prabhupada, bowing down. And Prabhupada was just beaming and smiling. I said, yes, this is the result. This is good preaching, making devotees. Another thing that Tamal Krishna Maharaj mentioned, he said, the goal of book distribution is to make devotees, so devotees can make more devotees. The goal of book distribution is to make devotees, so the devotees can make more devotees. So this is our goal. This is Prayojana. This is Prayojana of Sankirtan, is to make devotees. Therefore, if you look in Prabhupada's Vyasasan, you can see that tree. That is a Kalpa Vriksha. That tree is bearing fruits, and these fruits are here in the manna. So variety of programs that we're doing here through Sanghas, Bhakti Riksha, residential courses, Krishna Wisdom. We have beautiful sanctuary for the cows. We have so many powerful and big projects. These are all fruits of this wish, these desire trees. So what we're asking you is to take that fruit and being offering them every single day to people. He said, this is the way you can get connected. This is the prayojana. This is the goal of Sankirtan, to be connected. You're asking people, please take more. Take more fruits. Be connected with the Sangha. Be connected with Bhakti Riksha. Be connected with our, again, Sankirtan party. Do whatever you can do, whatever you can perform, whatever activity you can do. Be connected. That's what Bhakti and Yoga stands for. Means connection. And you are all ambassadors of goodwill. All of single one of you, those which are listening, those which are not listening, those which are chanting, all of you which are reading Prabhupada books, we inherited the responsibility of the six Goswamis from Vrindavan. The message of six Goswamis was build temples, excavate the holy places, perform Vaishnavic activities, perform nice, have a good etiquette, but also share and spread this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So parampara means receiving duty, being duty bound. By you giving, you don't give only vows of four regulated principles, chanting 16 rounds. There's much more to it. There's a duty which is very heavy, and Vaisheshika Prabhu said a very wonderful thing. You put that heaviness of the duty on your head, and that makes you strong. You put that responsibility on your head, and that responsibility makes you a Patita Pavan. That responsibility makes you a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Therefore, I humbly beg you all, take this responsibility, take this heaviness on your shoulders, participate in the marathon. Don't participate only in the marathon. During the whole year, we have a lot of things we be doing. And kindly step forward, share these books. If I ask you, where would your life be without Srila Prabhupada's books? That's a motivation to share it. Where would you be without intervention of Srila Prabhupada? I don't even want to think about that actually. So that thinking could be impetus for you to act. Because by sharing, you actually care about others, and that's our duty. So I'll end up here. If there are any other points which you would like to comment, discuss, ask, please do it now. If no, then I'll end up here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Transcendental Book Distribution ki.